Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens count down to the season opener in Kansas City.
Okay, thanks for being here. Good day. We're working hard. What questions do you have?
Just from what you were saying, how did he look out there?
Mark looked good, yeah. He looked good. I had a good practice.
Because Tom Wallace had a really good training camp. Hard work on practice. He got to get more opportunities in the offense this season. Do you envision him getting more opportunities?
I do. I think Tylan's going to get an opportunity. Opportunities everywhere, offense and special teams. He's looked good. Had a couple nice plays out there today, of course, and like he does really every day. So looking forward to seeing how he does this year. Right. Well, you know, just for him, it's, you know, really, I think it's kind of cool that he's from here and he's close by growing up here in Maryland and everything. That's a big deal. We appreciate the Terps. We appreciate the program over there, all the programs over there. So that's big. But more than that, individually, you're really happy for these guys that make it. Like, he's an undrafted free agent. He just made an NFL football team. That's a big deal. And he did it the hard way. He earned it. You know, he made plays and he's very diligent. And he's going to get his opportunity this season to play some NFL football, and I think he's going to do very well.
John, if you look at, you know, the list of undrafted free agents that you've had over the years, including your defensive coordinator now, what do you think that having a legacy like that kind of infuses into the culture of this team? Just every year it seems like you have a guy come out of the undrafted pile and make difference.
Well, it's a meritocracy. You know, football is there's no heirs in football. There's no crowns. You have to. There's no royal. Jerry Rosberg used to say it best. I was searching for this. Now I remember. There's no royalty in football. You know, you got to go out and you've got to earn everything every week. Ray Lewis used to say, you know, the biggest challenge is the fact that you've got to go do it the next day, especially when you're at that level, because at that point in time, everybody wants to put you up on their mantle, so to speak, as a Ray Lewis type player. So the more accomplished you become, the tougher it becomes to live up to that meritocracy. You got to do it. So that's the beautiful thing about it.
John, so much build up for the season, everything going on in the off season, camps, everything. Are you getting to a point now to where you're kind of ready to see what your team looks like this year?
Of course, and this is what you look forward to. You know, you do all that work in the off season and preseason, and even during the season for the games. So as challenging as they are, as much tension as there is, you're excited to go compete, you know, and that's what we're looking forward to.
John, I know you guys obviously had the Chiefs in your mind and so forth. They're a very good football team. What's the challenge they present, maybe playing a team like that week one versus, you know, last time you saw them at the end of the season? Is there a difference? Is there a different kind of challenge involved in that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't really know. I mean, just because it's really not something I've really thought about. I mean, that was a challenge that game, and this is a challenge this game. There's a lot of similarities. It's the same team, you know, but it's a different place, and it's a different setting, so that'll be different. Of course, they've changed as a team. We've changed as a team, so that'll be different, just like every year. So every game's different. Even when you play the Steelers or the Browns or the Bengals, first game, second game, it's still different, you know, so... it's this. Every game stands on its own.
John, anything you can share on the three guys who weren't practicing today?
Which three guys weren't practicing?
Eddie, Patrick McCarrie, a decent. I guess we
could. Eddie didn't make a flight. They got flights canceled. That was his deal. The other two guys are just standard operating stuff right now.
We're all good.
Good, Joe. Thanks, huh? Oh, yeah. Well, that's a good point. Thought about that. Well, this Saturday we're going to be busy because we have practice, but we have a walkthrough practice. That's a really good point. Saturday's going to be more open, you know. I'll get some time with Ingrid. We spend time together watching the game.
Right.
She'd go shoot or something. She'd leave and do her own thing. I'm glued to the set. Now I'll just...
You can get a watch in Michigan. You can still watch Wink.
Sure. I could watch Wink. I could watch Wink, yeah. I love Wink. Yeah. Never thought. Thank you for that. Looking forward to that next Saturday. All right, we'll see you guys.
Thanks.